In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Avisail Garcia and Lourie Garcia homered back-to-back and helped out run-starved starter Jose Quintana and the Chicago White Sox as they beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2 to complete a three-game sweep. Chicago won its fourth straight. Kansas City dropped every game on their seven-game road trip. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Cleveland beat Houston 7-6. Baltimore down Tampa Bay in 11 innings 5-4. Seattle shut down Detroit 8-0. The New York Yankees beat Boston 3-1. Texas over Minnesota 14-3. The LA Angels topping Oakland 8-5. In the National League, Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 9-4. Pittsburgh over Chicago 6-5. Philadelphia 7-4 over Miami. Atlanta beat the New York Mets 8-2. Washington over Colorado 11-4. San Diego topping Arizona 8-5. And the San Francisco Giants beat the LA Dodgers in 10 innings by a 4-3 final. Also yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals game against the Toronto Blue Jays last night was postponed because of rain. Well, that game has now been rescheduled as part of a day-night doubleheader today. That means a full day of baseball here on the radio for you. We've got game one set to go at 11:50 this morning. That's the pregame start time. First pitch set for 12:45 this afternoon. Second contest, well, we'll get that underway at 5:20 this evening with the pregame show. And that means 6:15 will be first pitch tonight for that second contest. Interleague Baseball, Cardinals and the Toronto Blue Jays live today and tonight here on KJAN. Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley scored 24 points apiece, helping the Boston Celtics beat the Chicago Bulls 108-97 to take a 3-2 lead in their first-round playoff series in the NBA. After the road team won each of the first four games, the Celtics won at home in Game 5. That earns them a chance to eliminate the Bulls on Friday night in Chicago. A Bulls victory would force the series back to Boston for a decisive Game 7 on Sunday. Dwayne Wade had 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists for Chicago, but Wade and Robin Lopez were called for technical fouls 32 seconds apart, with just under 5 minutes left, helping the Celtics to a 20-5 run that gave them a 104-89 lead. Well, back at home and back in charge, Bradley Beal scored 27 points and John Wall added 20 points and 14 assists, leading the Washington Wizards to a 103-99 victory over the Atlanta Hawks and a 3-2 lead in their first-round Eastern Conference NBA playoff series. Dennis Schroeder led the Hawks with 29 points, making a career-high tying 5 threes and 11 assists. But after his basket from beyond the arc pulled Atlanta within 101-99 with 70 seconds left, Wall responded with a 21-foot pull-up jumper. A miss followed from Paul Millsap, who had 21 points and 11 rebounds, but after Wall's jumper was off the mark, the Hawks seemed to waste too much time at the other end as the buzzer sounded, giving Washington the victory. On the ice last night, P.K. Subban had a goal and two assists, and Vernon Fiddler scored with 5:05 left, sending the Nashville Predators to a 4-3 victory over the St. Louis Blues in Game 1 of their second-round NHL playoff series. The Predators lost Kevin Fiala to an ugly leg injury in the second period, and they blew a 3-1 lead before Fiddler poked a loose puck by Jake Allen in the third period. That was the fifth career playoff goal for the 36-year-old Fiddler, who didn't play in Nashville's first-round sweep of Chicago. Colin Wilson and Philip Forsberg also scored for Nashville. Pekka Rinne made 27 saves in that game. Colton Parenko, Jaden Schwartz, and Vladimir Sobotka scored for St. Louis. Allen finished with 28 stops in the net. Game 2 in that series set for Friday night. Adam Larson scored his second goal of the third period with 4:40 to play, and the Edmonton Oilers blew a two-goal lead in a wild third period before they came back to beat the Anaheim Ducks 5-3 in their second-round playoff series opener. Mark Letestu scored two power play goals, and Cam Talbot made 33 saves for the upstart Oilers, who seized home ice advantage from the Ducks with a four-goal final period. Game 2 in that series is set for Friday night, and that will also be in Anaheim. In college football news, Louisiana Lafayette has indefinitely suspended 13 players facing charges of criminal conspiracy to commit felony theft. School officials say they were suspended for a violation of team rules without providing any more detail. University of Louisiana Lafayette police said Tuesday that the 13 students went to a dorm room April 5th and took several items worth a total of about $2,400. Police say the students were identified through video surveillance. In NFL news, Marshawn Lynch is coming out of retirement after agreeing on a 2-year deal with the Raiders that paved the way for a trade to his hometown team in Oakland. Lynch passed a physical Wednesday and agreed to a restructured 2-year contract. Those were the final steps needed before Seattle could trade his rights along with a 2018 sixth-round pick to the Raiders for a 2018 fifth-rounder. Lynch must also apply to the NFL for reinstatement from the retired list before he can go beast mode again in the NFL. Also in NFL action, the New York Jets have waived running back Brandon Burks, wide receiver Darius Jennings, long snapper Josh Latham, linebacker Jeff Luke, and defensive lineman Julian Oboya. The team is trimming its roster on the eve of the NFL draft. The Jets, who have 76 players under contract, have 7 picks in the draft, including the number 6 overall selection. The Green Bay Packers have signed veteran offensive lineman Jari Evans as they look to fill a hole up front. It's left by the departure of free agent right guard T.J. Lang. And the NFL draft scheduled for, well, it'll start this evening. It's scheduled for the next few days, but the first round, the celebrated first round, will be tonight. That gets underway later on this evening in Philadelphia. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.